part of the vets club, eh?
Yeah, I suppose that's one of the groups I haven't had anything to do with. There might be a time at some point in the future where I want to go back and commiserate about the past, but right now I'm quite happy just to move on and do something different and learn something different, over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, copy. Anyway, well, you take care, and it was nice hearing you there, Scott, and hope everything is going well your way. Any thought of getting involved with the Roarnet again?
Well, not right now, Todd. Honestly, I would. I'd be quite happy to, but, you know, the problem is, you know, as where we are on the bands, you know, there are days, I would say probably the majority of days out of the week, a little bit better in the winter, of course, but generally speaking, I don't even hear the net most days, so it would be kind of hard to get much of an involvement over.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking of the very same thing just after I had mentioned this, and my apologies to you there. It's too bad we're not twice the frequency, eh? That way it would be a little more lucrative, eh?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I suspect, though, in another two years or so, you know, when we start making our way down the slope on propagation and the lower bands start having a little bit more life and the higher bands start, you know, going sideways, you know, it might be like, you know, a few years ago when I was able to get involved, over.
Yeah, I understand, yeah, and I do remember back in the... Well, I'm thinking back when I first became a net manager for the net. It was back in 2011. I was hearing some of the maritime, some of the Atlantic provinces were checking in, and I don't hear a peep from them. And on the odd occasion, I'll hear somebody from Quebec checking in, usually at the Hotel Oscar Gulf. But yeah, it's very difficult to copy.
No, absolutely, and of course it doesn't help as well that, although somewhat appropriate, given it's called the Aurora Net, but I think there are some times where the Aurora is just so significant when we're on the top of the solar cycle that the Aurora kills the Aurora Net, over.
Yeah, that's exactly, talk about putting that, using the wrong terminology, I guess, in that matter. Yeah, I guess the wrong name, but instead of the happy Aurora Net, so there we go. Yeah, that's it's an awkward one. I have no idea where they actually acquired the name. I don't know the history of where the name came from in order to call it the Aurora Net.
Yeah, I honestly don't know either, and, you know, I'm trying to even think back, you know, a couple of decades. I don't remember it being as pronounced, but what I do remember, at least given that part of the cycle, I do remember during the afternoon, 40 meters was fantastic, and I was able to... you know, to chit-chat all over the province with a mobile, and that was quite nice. But I don't, for some reason, I don't even remember ever checking into the Aurora Net during that period. That would have been like the mid-90s or late-90s. But anyway, all that to say, we'll see where the cycle goes. But, you know, if I think I can actually... be useful. I'm happy to do it. But most times, there are days where I'm straining to even hear anything. Over.
Yeah, it's quite a struggle to hear a lot of the stations nowadays. The way the band condition goes, where the band is very long or very short, and it does that in both directions. Very long in one direction, very short in the other, and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it's an awkward situation. And I was, I do remember that. I guess it was back in 2011 when I became net manager. That was, that's going back that period. The band condition was a lot different. That's when it was called the Canadian Aurora Net, and then I renamed it the Afternoon Aurora Net, and now it's the Aurora Net. So you never know. I don't know if I should be doing anything like renaming things anymore. We'll look at from Industry Canada to, or pardon me, from Department of Communications that changed its name about six times over the period of time.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, I'm a member of Transport Canada. Initially had purview over licensing and then Department of Communications and then Industry Canada. And now, I don't know what it is, but what, Industry Science and Innovation or something like that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there was Communications Canada and the Industry Science Canada, Industry Science and Social, yeah, that's right, ISED, Industry Science and Economic Development. Yeah, you never know. You never know what next year might bring.
Yeah, that's right. We'll go under the social services banner. That'll be the next one.
You never know. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I'm going to run, so you take care there, Scott, and nice talking with you, and nice talking with you too there, Paul. I'll probably give you a jingle in about, say 5 minutes if I could. Hopefully it's not dinner hour, but play it by ear, I guess. Anyway, thanks very much, Scott. Good afternoon to you, and you have 3 days to go till 2026.
Yep, no, absolutely. Hopefully the bat holds out, and we'll talk to you before then. So, all right, bud, we're going to get out of this chair as well and move around a bit. So, 7-3, 7 Golf Bravo Oscar, VY1CO, going that way.
Yeah, you take care, Scott. Well, I'll talk to you soon. VY1 Charlie Oscar, VY7 Golf Bravo Oscar, going okay.
So, VY1CO, V6 Sugar Victor.
V6 Sugar Victor,
VY1CO,
good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Scott. Just kind of, I want to introduce myself. We've worked many times in contests, but this is the only time I've heard you live, over.
Oh, okay, yeah, no. Yeah, we spend probably, I would say, 90% of our time, 90% of our time on CW. So, but, you know, occasionally we'll pop up here and chit-chat with some friends that we don't otherwise get a chance to speak with, over.
Yeah, Roger, excellent. Yeah, I follow you on the various reflectors, and you're in the log in many contests over the decades, and it's great that you're active from out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, there was there's a few stations up there, believe it or not. UConn has the largest per capita number of amateur radio operators, but not all of them are on HF. Many of them are VHF only. There's a few that are on HF. Out of that, I would say maybe, you know, maybe five or six are active. Out of that, some are just FT8 or digital mode. And then a couple on sideband, maybe. And then one or two of us, three of us maybe on CW. So Jay used to be very active, but his health has not been the best. So, we do our best to keep the flag flying, over.
Yeah, excellent. That's great. That's good. Did you find your guest stop for sweepstakes? I got way late and went in a different direction, and sweepstakes never made it to the schedule, over.
No, we didn't do, we didn't really do a heck of a lot. I'll be honest with you, conditions were not bad. We got on, but between other company and one thing and another, it just didn't work out. Although I had a fellow up here from California, he and his wife came up to visit about a week or so ago, and they caught part of the REC contest, so he had fun playing around here in the pilots. I don't particularly care for the pilots. They're, to be quite honest, they're, for me, they, I know some people get excited about it, but there's really no, I mean, and I'm not a big whole yelling and screaming over one another on sideband, and CW is not a whole lot better, and, you know, you take three times longer to work a station, over.
No, yeah, there's no doubt about it. That's a, handling large file ups is a heavy-duty skill, and at CW it's even worse trying to sort them out, but it can be done. I've had a lot of great guest ops here, and I've had some incredible CW ops, and sat on the other side of the headphones and just amazed at their skill level.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, there's a few folks right now that they actually like it. If they don't have a pile up, they're not happy. Whereas I'm quite happy. I'll take them in twos and threes. And like I say, I'm not uber competitive. I'm with the flow, and the most fun I have in the contest is just pouncing around on different stations and surprising them with the final.
Excellent. Yeah, you bet. You bet, and we thank you very much for doing that. It's basically pretty quiet out there, especially during sweepstakes and some of the other domestic contests, where the Yukon is basically counts as a new multiplier, over.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot of back and forth here, and I don't know what the ARRL is going to do. We are our own official section now, although we still use the territory as our. Our suffix, or at least our multiplier identifier, but probably just as well. I mean, let's be honest. If the north is hard enough to work, and for a lot of guys getting asleep or being able to sort of tick off a section, it'd be pretty hard. I mean, nobody would ever be able to work Nunavut, even if there's someone up there. They would be very few stations. Propagation being what it is, we'll have to see what they end up doing with it. But it might very well be territory for some time to come. I mean, I suggested what they should really do is for a lot of these contests, they should have a Pacific region, which would be BC, Yukon, and then you could lump in the Northwest Territories with the Prairie region. And then, put Nunavut in with the either Eastern Canada or the Maritimes region. Some of those stations in the Maritimes, like working Newfoundland, is probably three times harder than working Yukon, over.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Again, and the same thing. There are only some two or three active guys there. Chris, the O2AC, makes a great contribution, and a couple, one or two other guys that have actually, one of them has turned into a silent key, so that's tough. Yeah, you bet. Well, it's just like, you folks, I think, are in zone three still, or whatever zone, then of course we're in zone four, and with the zone four, we compete with all the Ontario, so I think we should make zone 41, over.
Yeah, well, actually, we're zone one. So even when they're using the zones, we're still pretty unique. It's basically just us and Alaska. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, there you go. So, I kind of, it is what it is. And, for the decades and decades, I've heard all the arguments and gone to all the meetings and been to Dayton and, listened to the reflectors and spent hours talking to B3 KG, Dave, and said, wow, lots of opinions.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we can drive ourselves crazy at some point. And you know what? I mean, honestly, if you don't like a particular contest, there's another one. And you can assign whatever rules you want. And if people want to play along, they will. But anyway, I should, step out of the chair here and maybe even start thinking about something to eat. I'm certainly not malnourished after this holiday, but getting a bit peckish. So anyway, wish you all the best and Happy New Year, and let's hope it's a good one, over.
Yeah, okay, real good, Scott, but I just introduced myself, and you bet. I got one of those regimental numbers. Mine is 37932, so I'm an old fellow, over.
Oh, okay, yeah, very good. 378, okay, yeah, well, I'm a 4-1. I was almost a 4-0, but I'm a 4-1. And, so probably about at least 7 years between us.
Yeah, you bet. They were 73.
Okay, yeah, well, you know what? Maybe even more than that, 10 years. 10, 12 years, so anyway. All right, well, listen, all the best. Happy New Year, and I guess we'll see what the new year brings, over.
There, you bet. 73, take care, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks, Scott. 6 Sierra Victoria.
73, KVY 1 Seal.
Hey, this is
Victor,
V5-SWL.
Can you make
a